If money can buy everything for her, why can't money buy her daughter some friends? Hello guys, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Kids Stop Press podcast. The one thing I can proudly say about my girls is their ability to hold their own, their ability to be happy where they are, with their parents, their family, the joy that they get in everything that they do. And it's been good so far. I don't know how far it's going to go, but as I speak, they're 14 and 10, and it just feels all right at the moment. And I know kids can be unpredictable, but let me share a story. And this one kind of gave me a little knot in my stomach, and I thought this story needs to be shared, not only because of how I felt, but it just made me sit back, reflect, and that's exactly what I want to share with you guys today. There's no script, there's really no plan, but to really share with you an incident that recently happened with my daughter when she went down to play in the building with her few friends. And really, I'm not the kind of parent who hovers around her and her friends and takes sides and, you know, when they're fighting or say, okay, you've got to do this or you've got to do this, because I just feel like life is, you know, the best teacher, and it's the best playground, and you fall and you stumble and you kind of pick yourself up and you know, you kind of learn the rules of the game as you progress and as you fall. But from time to time, I reassure them, of course, in my own way, that their parents, my husband and I, are always going to be on their side. And if you've heard, you know, our recent Talking Tuesday episode on Instagram, and yes, if you didn't know that, we post a new episode every single Tuesday at 12 noon. If you just want to look a couple of them up, you can use the hashtag KSB Talking Tuesday. And of course, you would also know that we spoke about raising narcissistic kids and saying no, and you know, and saying no sometimes and not giving in is absolutely okay, because they need to hear that no from people they love as well. So just like I said, I'm not sure if you've heard that episode and the previous episodes, and like I keep saying a zillion times, and I won't say it again, my younger daughter is my moral compass, and I'm just so, so proud of her. I love that she chooses not to be mean and hurtful, and I'm going to share an incident that recently occurred in my building. So my daughter was playing down with her friends in the building, and a mom came up and over and started talking to all of them because they were all playing together as friends. In that conversation, she hinted that, oh, we stay in a better building. Oh, we drive this car. Oh, my daughter goes to school in the car over the school bus. And, you know, school bus is actually for the lesser mortals. And of course, holidays can never be in India. They've got to be, you know, somewhere where you actually need to use your passport. And I'm just so happy that my daughter didn't care much for it, or should I say rather, she was quite indifferent to it. Towards the end of it, after a whole 15 minutes, she was very tempted to speak up, saying, "Auntie, maybe that's why your daughter has fewer friends." But she didn't. She didn't, not because she didn't have all of that, but because she didn't see the need to justify herself. She thought someone else's pettiness does not need her attention. And this podcast isn't really about a rant, but a very serious issue for a generation of parents that believe all of these things will buy their children happiness. And that's the conversation we need to start. It's not about how great my daughter is or how well brought up she is, or how children, of course, can be funny, mean, nasty, good. You know, they all have their reasons for what they're doing, why they're doing. And I don't believe we have mean kids. But we definitely can be more mindful as parents. So do we come across as a generation of parents who believe that happiness really rests in materialistic things? And that's the question that I really dealt with while I was thinking about the conversation that my daughter had. Our kids don't need to choose their friends' faces, the cars that they drive, the clothes they wear, the homes they live in. When did that really become a criteria for friendship? You know, going back to Krishna tales, by that logic, Krishna and Sudama should have never been friends. And you must listen to this episode number 184 on, you know, should I really go ahead and choose my child's friends? Because that one has obviously broken all records and continues to be our chart topper. I understand that we want to protect our kids, but there is a difference in protecting them and crippling them. The difference in giving them all the luxuries of the world, but forgetting to teach them basic manners. I would never blame the child or the parent. I would just blame it on their inner demons that they're fighting, or their relationship with money, which is just so insecure. This shows me that truly they believe that money will get their kids more friends. Throwing a lavish birthday party will get their kids more friends. This is not what we want to teach our kids, do we? When I look back at my childhood, the friends I had, I don't remember, you know, the size of their homes or where they lived, but the incredible food that their moms served us, the mad sleepovers that we had, the warmth and safety of their house, and the trust we had in their parents to help us out in all crazy situations, to come pick us up at the drop of a hat. And we knew that we could just walk into their homes anytime and ask for just about anything. We knew that they were our guardians, and they were really guardians, not only in the physical sense, but guardians of our wild stories. And if there was something wrong, they would read it on our faces. That evening, as I put my 10-year-old to bed, she asked me, "Mom, why was that auntie so mean? If money can buy everything for her, why can't money buy her daughter some friends?" She also remarked, "I have friends who are probably 100 times more money than her, don't live in apartments, but live in, you know, buildings. But they've never showed off like this. I'm never, ever going to be like that show off auntie, but a good auntie who makes people feel good about themselves, makes them feel leaving fuller about themselves." That night, I actually kept grinning as I put myself to bed as well, because I secretly felt a sense of gratitude in the situation. Because through this experience, she learned who she doesn't want to be. And I'm just really, really glad that she chose well. As always, if you loved and enjoyed listening to this episode, then don't forget to tag us on Instagram. It's at mansi.saveri, at kidstoppress. And of course, please do rate and review this episode wherever you're listening, on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you may actually listen to this. Because when you rate us, when you review us, it bumps up the episode and gets more people to listen to it. And that's really what we want. We want a kinder generation around us. So let's really get more people to listen to this.